So now we are going to transition from music and words that express poetry, that talk to our soul, to more of how mathematics can express poetry and talk to our soul as well. And my name is Deb Shepherd, and I'm going to talk about from the infinite to the subatomic, where do we find God? So I want to start with three Bible verses. One is Psalms 147, and it says, "Great is our Lord, and mighty in power. God's understanding has no limits." No limits. That's infinite. Math. Isaiah 40. He was speaking, and he said, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. God will not grow tired or weary, and God's understanding no one can fathom." The everlasting God, infinite in time. He will not grow tired or weary, infinite in capacity for compassion and patience. And 1 Chronicles 28 says, "For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind your thoughts. If you seek God, you will be found." Now that's going pretty small. I mean, here we've been talking about the infinite and something huge and big. And now suddenly we're talking about a God who goes to such detail that he even understands not only the thoughts that we have, but the motives behind our thoughts. I don't even know what the motives are behind my thoughts. God does. That's getting pretty small. I mean, really? Can we really believe this? And I tell you what, you know, can we trust this to the depths of our being? Well, I couldn't, not at first. I became a Christian in 2008, and I thought, yeah, I'm an astronomer. I know what infinite is. At least I have a little bit better sense, maybe since I had studied it for so long. And I thought, no way could God care about me. No way. I know what the Bible says, but I'm just not going to trust it, not inside. Until mathematics came to my rescue, and I thought of God as having fractal characteristics. I know, God is a fractal, right? Well, at least he has characteristics of fractals. I mean, fractals are in nature. They're everywhere. And God creates nature. So fractals must be a part of God's divine, whatever he is, you know? And so let's look at what a fractal is. It's a never-ending pattern. It's infinitely complex. And it's self-similar. That is, it has the same scale, or same pattern, no matter what scale you look at it. So they're created by repeating a simple process or an equation over and over and over again. Like the triangles that you see zooming in, you keep on going into the pattern deeper and deeper and deeper, and they're just made of more triangles. No matter how long this video runs, it will keep on going. And every time you get to a new scale, it has exactly the same capacity, the same spatial structure as when it did at a larger scale. So you never get something so small that it just stops. You know, like subatomic particles. You know, there's nothing in between something at the very end, at least not that we know of. But in a fractal, that's not true. It'll go to plus infinity and minus infinity. Now, fractal patterns can be generated by mathematics, and you can see those in the beautiful diagrams at the bottom. They can be very simply drawn, as in this shell-like spiral or spirals. that was drawn by an elementary school student in New Mexico. And you can also see it in nature. You can see a picture of the big red spot on Jupiter, and you see the turbulence inside the storms on the surface of Jupiter. And it's, you know, spirals inside of spirals and storms at all different scales. You can also see them on Earth, for example, in the fractal patterns of trees, as you have a branch going off to another branch, to another branch. And here, the branches are the water coming down from the mountains in the Canadian Rockies. And you can see that it branches off again and again and again. It has a fractal nature. You see these everywhere. Now, we can learn a lot about fractals by just watching them move. And this is where I think mathematics shows poetry, because it speaks into our heart. And here, I'm combining art, music, and mathematics to say something and give us a response that you wouldn't be able to say normally by just looking at the equation, for example. And so what I would like you to do is watch this video and be particularly aware of what you're thinking of as you keep the idea of God in your mind. And there's the equation. Pretty amazing what mathematics can do in the right hands with the right artist and musician. So how can God be like a fractal? Well, I think God is beautiful at all scales and all times. God is infinitely capable at all scales. And he doesn't get overwhelmed with the details. Nothing is too big, not even the universe. If you think about this fractal that I just showed you, those are spatial fractals. That is only a pattern in space. We don't live in just space. We live in a space-time continuum that is modified by the gravitational potential of every single person here, and by every planet and star and galaxy in our universe. And it's also being modified by the dark matter and the dark energy, right? But that's just space-time. Imagine a fractal that is not just spatial in two dimensions like this one, but it's a three-dimensional fractal that exists over the space-time continuum throughout the universe. That's big. Bigger than I can imagine. Yeah, you know. It's a lot more than what I can fathom. But then I think, wait a minute, God created the space-time continuum. God is outside of the space-time continuum because he created it. He can't be constrained by his own creation. Is there something of a fractal that has a pattern of space-time continuum and beyond? That might be getting close to an understanding of at least how great God is. We can't really understand it, but at least we know that it's bigger than what we can figure out, right? So fractals help us to grasp the infinite. And the larger we understand the infinite, the more we realize that God is bigger than that. And God, you know, fractals are patterns. And my God is love. I mean, I know not everybody's God is love, but my God is definitely love, and I think our God is love. And, you know, before I became a Christian, I wondered how could God, if one existed, even care about me, given the enormity of the universe? Surely, you know, the universe, God is out there doing all these things and doesn't really care about me. But now I think, no, God's pattern is not a mathematical pattern woven of color and lines and things. It's woven of love and compassion. And it has infinite capacity. It's an infinite repeating pattern of love and compassion and creativity that exists from plus to minus infinity. So now I think, yeah, God can personally love me. I have that trust now. And he can love all of creation at the same time because he's infinitely capable and compassionate on our scale and on the scale of as large as I can think of. So now I look at those Bible verses again and I say, great is our Lord and mighty in power. God's understanding has no limits. Even though we stretch our limits, he's greater than that. The Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind your thoughts. If you seek God, he will be found. God is infinitely capable, even down to these small levels as you and I. So now I can trust this to the depths of my being, given that we can integrate our faith with our science. And I want to leave you with this Irish blessing that now speaks to my heart. May you come to realize that Insignificant as you may think you are, you're an important part of God's plan. Thank you.